Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us. This is your host, Jim Masters, and we are very excited to welcome back to Close Up Radio Holly Wells, the founder of I Love Nature, an open-source nonprofit organization dedicated to sharing effective practices for sustainable living. According to Holly, I Love Nature is all about reconciling our professional values with our personal values. What she aligned with in her professional consulting career and personal values are the principles of value-added strategic thinking. She's been practicing personal growth and self-mastery throughout her career. She realized she understood how to get things done utilizing task management principles and could assist people and organizations to leverage their own knowledge in a strategic way. When you identify critical components of any process, those are the terms you want to focus on and really focus all your attention on. And expanding this concept from one individual to an entire team, sharing and focusing on identified critical elements is essential. It's also powerful when put into practice. This is an example of the creative collaboration that happens, another guiding principle and force behind the creation of I Love Nature. And that is spelled, I know you're thinking the letter I, but it's actually E-Y-E, Love Nature. And there's a reason for that as well, which we've talked about in previous shows with our very special guest, Holly Wells. We've always enjoyed chatting with her. I know I certainly have. She is extraordinary. Of course, the unprecedented response to COVID-19 and this extraordinary pandemic we've been dealing with has really given us all an opportunity to rebuild the world. This really is, in many ways, a reset. And that's really important to understand. It's a horrific situation, of course, for many, many people. It's affected every single one of us. However, there's a reset of kindness and empathy and caring and stopping to breathe and savor and take a moment and understand and really appreciate the things that really are the most important. And it isn't always the bling and the buzz, if it ever really was. It's about people. It's about our environment. It's about relationships. It's about life. It's about our own happiness and the happiness of those around us and helping facilitate that. You know, these are examples of forced prioritization occurring virtually everywhere now. We need to reconnect with the basic concept of identifying critical elements to focus on and expanding beyond one individual for solutions. My hope through COVID-19 is that we don't return to normal. I hope we return to better. And we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. But I'm helping to facilitate that, and I know my guest, Holly Wells, is, to the best of her ability as well. She said she's actually very busy right now, too, which is terrific to hear. Her company is extraordinarily busy during these times using technology and the resources available as well. Holly, welcome back to Close Up Radio. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you back. How have you been since we chatted last?
Well, as I mentioned, I have been very busy, and everything is really, as we always say, and right now more than ever, always about perspective and just being open to alternate points of view and where other people are coming from. I know for many people, this is a very much a slowdown period, and I love it that the world is getting this, as you mentioned, a reset. That is so fantastic in some ways and scary in others. But again, I'd like to take this opportunity, as you were calling it, instead of thinking about what is happening, think about how we can choose to react to it, which is all the things that you were alluding to. And again, perspective, this is funny for me because, as we know, at 8 o'clock Chicago time every night and 7 o'clock New York time, of course, There's the time where people get together and they go outside, celebrate, shout. Sometimes intermittent music is played. And I'd have to say the first couple of weeks I was in my office, corner office, trying to work and kind of, I would have to say a little annoyed by it, right? And if I was like, that was interesting. Because again, I thought, you know, as I mentioned, I did a lot of perspective inner searching. I can kind of know what's triggering me. And I thought, this is really funny and yet odd that this is like triggering me in kind of this negative way. But one, I realized I was angry that I was still working, right? I was like, and here I was before that, I was thinking I was all proud of myself that I was dealing with my anger. So here I was, the first I was getting frustrated by it. And then like the next day I thought, I realized what it was, because it was kind of distracting. You know, you're trying to get things done. You're very busy, at least me. So I'm going through my thing.
Right.
What I'm either trying to be on the phone or think. And all of a sudden there's all this like yelling and like weird stuff that you're not used to. So it's distracting, right? So I'm like, it's getting me off my game. So that's why I think I was annoyed by it more than anything. But then it was funny as I learned about what it was and I just made that change, you know, over time. I was like, okay, Holly, just take 20 minutes. Instead of, you know, getting frustrated by it, stop trying to fight through it, join in and go upstairs, see that everybody's excited about it. So it was a shift in my reaction to the same event, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And you're blessed to be working, actually, and to have that distraction of work, because there is a lot of people right now who are not. So in a way, seeing it as a blessing, the celebration is incredible. I mean, the last conversation we had focused exclusively on I Love Nature, and it was a terrific conversation. Now there's a multitude of things that you're doing as well. Tell us about the clients that you have, the fact that you're now in a financial and IT capacity.
Well, all of my clients, we always have our non-disclosures, so I can't tell you actually about my clients, but they vary by industry. You know, right now, you know, it's in the industry of, you know, banking, so that's obviously what's making me still able to work and do jobs that are essential, because, you know, their systems are up now more than ever being taxed, actually, and all the remote users that need to be connected to remote, you know, remote work from home. So it's a time for them, a challenge, new responsibilities. I mean, the same responsibilities, but in a whole new capacity that they weren't expecting. I mean, you have disaster recovery plans. And actually for the company and client that I'm working for, that's, again, kudos to them that theirs were in place. They had enough, you know, VPN licenses, et cetera, that we're still moving. As you just mentioned, we're operating and functioning. And I know for some people that maybe didn't have their plans and business continuities in place or didn't test them or, you know, are having trouble executing, there can be lots of reasons why things are, you know, going on. But it just goes to show the more you can plan ahead, then you can react with success. You know, you've heard me say before when we've spoken that, you know, chance favors the prepared mind. And that's why, again, I go to the reaction and just thinking ahead. So, of course, everything that's happening is, you know, lots of things are tragic, and that is very clear. But definitely looking at it as a reset and just how we can choose to react and just where we go from here, I think, as you mentioned, is all the great topic of discussion.
Absolutely. Refresh for our audience who are joining us, and there's a lot of people listening right now, especially there's a lot of people home, so they've been following along with our discussions and conversations and shows here on Close Up Radio. Define again the incredible work you do with I Love Nature to refresh the memory of the faithful, loyal followers, but also introduce it to many new listeners who have been joining us since you and I chatted last.
Sure. First of all, my I Love Nature is the nonprofit I created, I believe, and I think I incorporated it back in 2014. And it really comes from, you know, like I did, I was doing some self-help and I took two sabbaticals. I was lucky enough to do so within my career. So back in 2006, 2007, I took my first sabbatical and then another in 2013, 2014. So it was after that second one, having, you know, time off and then this time for personal growth and inner reflection, that I thought, wow, I have really just personally gained all this knowledge and insight. And what, I mean, it helps me immensely. I feel great with all these newfound, you know, practices and tools, but what good does that do me if everyone I deal with is not able to deal with me on the same basis, right? It's more frustrating. So I love the idea of, you know, high tide rises all boats. So it was really where I took that opportunity. I call it open source. So I like to just have this platform where I recommend and, you know, provide affiliate links. I love to recommend and share other people's practices, and then you can go forth and learn from them. I like people to share and leverage, collaborate on your knowledge versus taking it and hiding it away and trying to be the smartest person in the room. I would rather open the pool of opportunity and brainstorm together, and I think you come up with much more in-depth and robust solutions. And I think now more than ever, that's the solution that we need to come together globally, and I think we are. You know, that's the focus of my intention, and that's what I Love Nature is. It's really keep it simple and strategic, you know, showing my age back in the, wow, was this in the 80s that they had all these keep it simple books? They started those whole series of dumb, you know, how to do this dumber series, which I love. Keep it simple, all of those books. So this was my
everything
theory
for
of
dummies,
I Love
yeah.
Nature. Yes, those, I love those. They're such, to me, they're lighthearted. You know, it's a good way for any topic you like to learn them, you know, to get you excited. And so that was my whole theory behind I Love Nature. So I really come back with, I guess it comes down to 7, you know, basic actions that I recommend you can take, any of them at any time. They're absolutely voluntary. It's on a personal, you know, purely voluntary check-in basis. I'm not asking you don't give me any money. And it's just, I was meditating on the word respect over some of my sabbatical time. And I was really, it meant a lot to me. And I really, as I was meditating and sitting with it, I thought, wow, how could I really help others, you know, feel what I feel? Because again, that's when I really felt connected to nature, and it just felt amazing. So I wanted to share this because it was exhilarating, right? And so that's what these 7 principles of respect came up with. And on my website, as you mentioned, ilovenature.com, you can see them. So they're, I think, pretty fun and easy to remember. It's respect is recycle, renewable energy. E is eat organic. S is stay hydrated. P is practice meditation. The second E is exercise and movement. The next C is connect with nature. And then T is take time to celebrate. So again, one or any and all of those, I mean, if you choose to do them, I think will just make you feel better, and choose one and just start easy. I mean, this should not be something to add to your day and make you stressful, but many of us might have extra time on their hands. People, even if you're working like me, you might find time because you no longer are commuting. So somewhere, you've likely found time somewhere. So in your schedule, maybe you can take this opportunity to try for the first time meditating. I don't know, just even sitting still and quiet and breathing. It's just a good way to, I think, relax. At least it helps me a lot. So I would recommend it to someone who maybe is shy of trying it. And now you have that opportunity. Like I say, perspective, be open to new points of view.
That's exactly right. You know, we have to remove the false line of demarcation between ourselves and the world we inhabit. To do something good for oneself is to do something good for the world, actually. And to do something good for the world is to do something good for oneself. It's sort of a symbiotic relationship. It goes around circle by circle, right? It's quite amazing how that works when you really think about it and you think positively that way and you apply it that way, that it comes back to you.
Absolutely. And that's really one of the underlying principles of I Love Nature as well, the circle of life. I mean, I believe very highly in karma. You know, we think of that in the Eastern, but I think the Western now understands that. I really appreciate what comes with that, the feng shui. To me, everything's energy. You know, I'm a full believer in that. So to me, I think everything does come down to what you give out, you give back. So again, it's perspective. We know a lot of people are dealing with stressful times, even though you might not be. So have that in mind in different interactions, especially because everything is remote. So you might not have those same social cues that you can see when you're approaching someone physically that now you're just speaking to over the phone. So things like that.
So there is a lot of different, I mean, we're living in a different time now. So there's a lot of people have had to make real adjustments, what they're doing, even, you know, what they're going to be doing in many, many different ways with the social distancing, the isolation, and a lot of things being closed. So that's something, that's a whole new dynamic and a whole new way of thinking. Can be an opportunity, can it, to be creative, innovative, entrepreneurial. I know it doesn't seem like that right now, But sometimes this is a time when leaders are born. This is when innovation happens, when people create things, often under stress, under duress, right?
It's true. A week, again, I'm saying a week ago, everything is so relative. It could be 2 weeks ago or so. But regardless, I was joining in. There was, I think, a moment of global meditation in the beginning before they started the meditation. Some people came on and were introducing the fact that in development they have an app. It's, of course, a phone app that you can, it's in development. The idea and the concept that they're testing is to, the key here, concept, remotely be able to test users by submitting 30 seconds of clear audio, and they can tell how you're feeling, because truly your body is made up, as I'm projecting, surmising, quantum energy, right? So eventually you can really tell, like in Ayurvedic medicine, you know, they can like tell by your wrist and your pulse a lot more that's going on in your body than you might think, right? So when you're really registering, and now these sound waves, they can tell a lot more and diagnose your health on this certain aspects. So that's where they're testing this app out now. But to me, that's wonderful, because one, it's changing the whole transmission. So one, if we need to get more people tested, you don't need to collaborate and bring people together where there's more risk now of infection, if that is a transmission, you know, just things like that. So it's not invasive. You're not pricking someone, you know, all these different things. So to me, I'd love to know that it works. I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it. But to your point, that's innovation. That's so one. Wonderful. Another thing I've heard of and seen some videos of, to your point, are disappointment to people who have had plans canceled, say a birthday party. So people will think creatively outside of the box, and they'll do car parades with balloons and honking and, you know, pictures and just everything. And that's like so also a great innovation. So it's really funny to see what people come up with.
Well, everybody's, you're right. They are coming up with so many different things, meetings too, and speaking engagements and conferences, conventions. That's probably going to have to be done right now virtually, right?
Yeah, but it really, when you come down to the content, and with today's technology, there's so much that can be done. You can easily still network that way. So, yeah, I mean, it will take a social adjustment a little bit to get these things in place to people who are not, you know, new to them yet, but it's definitely a vehicle out there. And, yeah, I know that because I'm leveraging those same, you know, platforms.
You know, people have really responded to I Love Nature. You yourself have already created a wonderful community, and that's exactly what it is, a community, isn't it?
That's really the idea behind it, is I'm really, you mentioned in your promo, is that, you know, my ideas and concepts are truly, one, to keep things simple, you know, stick to the basics. I always want to say the rest is drama, you know, smoke and mirrors, you know, distractions. We all love our distractions and vices. I myself do. I think one of the things that I've admitted to in the past is my one of my vices that I know, when we talk about cognitive dissonance, where we all, you know, have things in our mind that we know are maybe not the best for us. You know, I've mentioned, you know, people who smoke, they do it because it gives them a little bit of a rush or makes them actually feel perked up in energy for a minute. And they might know it's, you know, maybe not healthy for them. They know they've heard the studies, and or they feel that if they stop, they might gain some weight, you know, things like that. So same thing where I enjoy, you know, fantasy football. So right now that's, you know, for the season is canceled. So that's a disappointment. But again, I always had the cognitive dissonance that was so unhealthy for many of the players. You're learning about the head injury and the trauma, right? I know they're doing everything to make it safe. And, you know, the sport is, you know, there has to be a certain amount of violence to it. If you watch the sport, that's what's inherent in it. And so that's kind of what's interesting about the intrigue that I'm talking about. So it's just perspective and just sit with things. I just find it intriguing. I just love analyzing things. That's my mind. And I love problem solving. And maybe that's why I've gotten where I am in life, just by looking at everything from every point of view. I find it very interesting, and to connect the dots in the different views. I talk about looking from the microcosm, you know, and then zooming back out to the macro and seeing how when one thing impacts the other, how other things change. So in your free time, now everyone has more of it. You know, I just recommend just getting out there and seeing what's going on. I mean, you know what's going on, and what matters the most is what we make choices every day in the future. So of course, I care what people have done in the past, but I care more about what they do now and in the future, because that's really where the rubber meets the road, right? So, of course, we can all sit here and spend a lot of time we have on our hands crucifying people for past behaviors, and that's interesting, but that's back to what I just mentioned before. That's drama and all that, and yes, interesting, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't be held accountable to stuff they've done, but I don't think the time now is that. So I'm saying let's move forward, all resources to solve the problem, not point the blame, right? I just like to focus on the solution. I guess that's really what I love to do anyway. As I mentioned, being a problem solver, I always like to put my focus on the future. I just find that way more interesting than focusing. Learn from the past. Absolutely. Look to the past and learn from the past. Don't ignore the past, but only through that lens of helping the future, right? That's, I guess, my advice.
Sounds like a secondary company. I love the future. Might be in order.
Well, that actually is. I know last year I was on your program and I did my soft launch of New Leaf Humanity. And that's really where me, that's I don't have a lot of time. So that was the intention. So my professional career is where I help my corporate clients, you know, in the fashion, you know, with their strategic goals and plans. But that was where I was trying to and ready to launch, because I'm really excited to do help individuals, as I call it, my executive life coaching. So that's what New Leaf Humanity actually is what you were just saying. It's taking that next step. It's, I call it, you know, spinning the plates. I really, in my mind, when we had that series, I was talking about how in my head, I realized that to me, I love nature. I thought of it like a plate, like a big shiny plate that was solid, and it was the foundation for everything, because it's also focused on food and nourishment, fuel for your body, so it seemed fitting. And then I thought of New Leaf Humanity as, for me, my personal next step. So it was kind of where, what did I do now that I got that good foundation? Now New Leaf Humanity, you got all these spinning plates, so I kind of feel like it's literally spinning all the plates in motion. So now that you're eating healthier, have more time on your hands, are more connected to nature, kind of feel you want to collaborate with others. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're good at taking action and plans, like put your money where your mouth is, and now what are you going to do? So that's kind of what I was really excited to do on more of that executive coaching side. So that is still out there, but obviously right now time commitments do not allow me to focus on that, but that is something I'm excited about and looking forward to focusing on in the future.
Your enthusiasm is amazing. I bet you're a speed reader too.
Thankfully, I am, because I'm also a procrastinator, right? And so I think that's what got, well, I know that's what got me through much of my schooling, because I, thankfully, I'm a voracious reader. I love to read. I'm often reading multiple books at one time. And so I can find out I have an assignment and I can virtually read a book, you know, almost in a night, like, because I also kind of have that insomnia thing. So I can like power through and I can like retain the knowledge. So I realize I'm very lucky and charmed to have that ability.
That's terrific. That's fantastic. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, you know, this is really an amazing conversation, because it gives people a sense of hope as well. I mean, even from, you know, the transitions that you've had, when you think about it, how does someone go from professional IT and finance to I love nature?
I think, as anyone who has been through any of this knows, the reality is probably going through some rough times, right? I think that on some of my shows where I've said, you know, freedom to fail, wow, let yourself fail and pick yourself up a couple times and you like get stronger, right? So in this time where everyone is having that feeling that they're alone, you're not, right?
Yeah, exactly. Surround yourself with positivity. What do you see as the future for I Love Nature? And has anything that's gone on with this current situation altered anything for I Love Nature?
I wouldn't say altered, but it's really, I hate to use the word funny, because that seems like such a tone deaf ear or, you know, word to use in these times, but it's ironic is maybe a better word to say. But in the next coming weeks, and actually my original intention for this series was I'm releasing a PDF that's actually in advance of my upcoming book. And with that, I have song that will be launched, released with it. And I think this song and the timing of it is just, it's to me profound. And I couldn't have imagined the timing. And so it's to me very interesting to watch the synergy come out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's an amazing part of all of this. What is CTS Impact? Tell us about that.
Oh, that is the company that I partner with when I do my corporate client work. So there were many years that I, as many of us, was an employee of companies. That was where I did all of my work up until my 30s. And then I took my sabbaticals, as I mentioned. Then I did several years, you know, 10, a decade or so of independent consulting on my own. And then it was to the point where I realized that I wanted to start I Love Nature. And to really do that with any veracity, I needed to partner with someone else. I wanted to continue to do my consulting because I do enjoy it and I love problem solving. So I didn't want to stop doing that altogether, but I knew I wanted to devote more time to creating I Love Nature. So that was how it was actually, again, through networking, as you would know it, a friend of a friend of a friend, a client who I know, a dear friend, you know, they knew each other. They were just talking about me wanting to start this nonprofit, wanting to, you know, kind of go, you know, my struggle, and connected me with the owner of CTS Impact. So we had some interviews and talk about collaboration and alignment. We just line our values. So they believe so much as I do in philanthropy and community building. So I told her what I was, you know, focused on. We agreed that I would work, you know, Monday through Thursday and have Fridays to focus if I wanted to go to retreats, et cetera, over the weekend. And she's very flexible with this. So, you know, my clients know I have this on the side. So it's to me, and you can't be half of yourself, right? So if you are this person, you bring that part of you to your clients because you can't separate, and at least I can't, and leave part of your beliefs at home. So to me, you're a holistic person. So I don't know. To me, they just synergistically, it happened. That's what CTS Impact is for me. It was the way to leverage and allow me to put more time into building I Love Nature and now, you know, expanding into New Leaf Humanity. So it is, it's all a three-way collaboration. So I'm very charmed. As we, I keep saying, chance favors the prepared mind. It's what you build and plan for, and kind of, you know, synchronicities as things fall in place. I don't know. It's very interesting. I find life very interesting and fun, as you can tell.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even in the darkest times, and that's when you really need to. Absolutely. I encourage folks to go to the website, ilovenature.com, and that is spelled E-Y-E, and then, of course, the word love, and then nature.com to connect with Holly Wells, who's extraordinary, as you can see, bundle of enthusiasm, energy, and if you are not experiencing that yourself, oh, she will turn it around for you. She's somebody who, you know, it's very infectious, and again, she's skilled at what she does, she truly cares, and she means every word that she says is really authentic, as authentic as they come. She's going to be back with us next week for more, for part two. So we look forward to that. Thanks for joining us, Holly. It's always a pleasure to have you with us on Close Up Radio. I thoroughly enjoy our conversations. I'm glad you're doing well, you and yours. And we look forward to continuing the conversation on Close Up Radio next week, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Absolutely. Pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
You take care. You be well. You have a great weekend, and talk again next week. ilovenature.com is the website, everybody. Check it out. She's amazing, and it's so wonderful to have her back with us here on Close Up Radio to update us on all that she's doing. This is Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. More great shows on Close Up Radio coming up momentarily. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. You have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.